So the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Vachim, Perig Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalid, Echad Kadashim Ksherim. Whether the Kadashim are Kasher, Echad Kadashim Psulin, or they're Pasul. Shaya Psulin Bakaydash. But they became Pasul during the Avaid in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say it says about Tanura Halon. That means the Emerin, the pot that's supposed to be burnt up on the Mizbeach, remained off the Mizbeach overnight. Or Vahayoytse, it left the courtyard after Shechita. Or when the person shechted it, he had in mind he's going to eat it after its time period, so it's pigul. Or in the wrong place, he had in mind he's going to eat it in the wrong place, like we learned so many times earlier. It's pasul. But these are called psulim b'kaidish. These karbanas can't be put up on the mizbeach, but the halacha is, again, as we learned earlier, im alu lo yerdu. If it was put up, it can't be taken down. So this type of a carbon, if he was makrivit outside, chayiv is chayiv. Being that b'di'evit, if they're put up on the mizbeach, they're supposed to stay there. It's a kosher enough carbon that has a din carbon enough on the negative side that if he's makrivit outside, he's chayiv for that. Viter says the Mishnah, as we continue over here, Perig Yud Gimel Mishnah Dalid. Now here it's a little bit tricky how to touch the words. Listen carefully. Hamala kezayis mina oila umina emrin b'chutz. That means someone took, let's say, less than a kezayis of the meat of an oila, for example, half a kezayis of the meat of a carbon oila, and half a kezayis of the amrin. Now, the amrin means the parts that are always burnt up on the mizbeach, different types of fats, organs that are separated from the animal. So by a carbon oila, really everything goes on the mizbeach, including the meat. Then our Mishnah lists it in two different categories. The meat of the carbon oila, which goes up on the mizbeach usually, and the Amrin, he takes a little bit of each, and it adds up to a kezayis chayiv is chayiv. Let's say I took a little bit of the meat of the shlamim, and a little bit of its Amrin, and I put it up on the mizbeach, would I also be chayiv? And the answer is no. Meat of a shlamim doesn't usually go up on the mizbeach, therefore you don't combine it with the Amrin. By an oila, meaning that usually all goes up on the mizbeach. So here, when he takes a little bit of the meat, a little bit of the Amrin, and puts it up on the mizbeach, again, both from an oila, even though I only have a kezayis accumulatively from both, he's chayiv. Vaitra says the Mishnah, ha-koimitz, in the case of a koimitz, remember what a koimitz is? By regular mincha, of course, there's no shchita, you can't shecht flour. But the kohen scoops up with his hand in a special way, it's very complicated, but a special way he scoops up with his fingers some of the flour, that's burnt on the mizbeach, that's called a koimitz. The rest of the mincha is eaten. But the koimitz goes up on the mizbeach. That's by a stam mincha. By a mincha's koyin, it's like a carbon oil. Everything goes up on the mizbeach. So remember, when is a person chayiv for putting something up on a mizbeach outside of the azara? If it's something that normally goes up on the mizbeach inside. Like the koimitz. And the list continues. The levaina of a mincha, that's a special kind of a, like a spice that's added to the mincha, such a kind of like a fragrance, the haktoiris and the ktoiris. Uminchas koyin hamashiach. There's an asira se'efa that's brought daily by the koyin gadol that is completely burnt on the mizbeach as well. Uminchas nisachin. This is a mincha of wine. A mincha of wine? No, no. The mincha is flour, but it's a mincha that's brought together with wine that's poured on the mizbeach. That's called minchas nisachin. All these things, shehikrav me echad man kezayis b'chutz, if someone put up a kezayis of one of these things outside of the azara, he's chayiv. Rebbe Lazar disagrees. Just the kezayis is not enough to make him chayiv, says Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar poiter at sheyakrav es kuloi. Rebbe Lazar paskins, he's not chayiv unless he puts all of it up. It has to be the whole koimitz, the whole levaina, the whole ketores, the whole mechas kaihanim, everything on this list. It has to be the whole thing. That's because the Belazar Holes explains about Tanura that all these things, which are part of the process to make the carbon kosher, would become possible if a drop of it was missing. So, if you're not makriv everything, it's not considered anything. The Rabbanan say, look, at one point it was all here ready to go. He just took a kezayis of it and put it up outside. So he is chayav for the kezayis. Vaitra says the mission, even here, Rebbe Lazar would agree, the kulam, in regard to all these cases, shekrivan bifnim. At first, he was makriv them inside. The shayiv ben kezayis, he just left over one kezayis. The kriv and b'chutz and took it outside. Then chayiv, even going to Rebbe Lazar. because the kazayas that he brought outside is mashlim, it completes the whole amount. Now here's a case where the Tanakama would agree with Rabbi Lazar, that he would not be chayv. Kulam shecharsru kol shehen. If before we were makter it, part of it was lost or burnt or became pasul, it's not here. We can't use it. Either it's physically not here or we can't use it. V'krivan b'chutz, and he takes the other part, he's makev it outside, potter is for sure he's potter. Even according to the Tanakama. Because you're not chayev outside unless it's something that could have been used inside. And here we didn't have it inside. Something is missing, something is pasul. So again, quickly chazering over. Whether it is kodeshim that is kosher, or whether it is kodeshim that became pasul b'kodesh. Meaning to say, it remained off the mizbeach overnight, it went out of the yasara, it was shechted, chutz lezmani, chutz lemakoymai. These are things that if by mistake, even though you're not supposed to put it up on the mizbeach inside, but if it went up, you don't take it off. So it's enough of a carbon that if you're makiv it outside, you're chayiv. Then we learned, and remember, you're only chayiv for putting something up outside that would be put up inside. So let's say I take less than a kazayas of the meat of a carbon, less than a kazayas of the fats, which is by every carbon goes up outside. I put it together, in total I have a kazayas of the carbon oil, I'm chayiv. Because when it comes to the carbon oil, all of it goes up on the mizbeach, including the meat. The other carbon is, if I took a little bit of the meat and a little bit of the amrim, I wouldn't be chayiv, because the meat doesn't go up on the mizbeach inside. You're not chayiv for something outside, for putting it up on the mizbeach, if inside it doesn't go up on the mizbeach. But by the carbon oil, where everything goes up on the mizbeach, the meat and the amrim, so if I have a combined kazayas between the meat and the fat, and I put it up outside, by the oil I would be chayiv. Other things, which normally should go up inside of the mizbeach, and I take it outside, the koinitz, the fistful, the levina, k'tayres, minchas kaihanim, the whole thing, because by minchas kaihan, like the carbon oil, everything goes up on the mizbeach, except here it's flour. By the carbon oil, all the meat goes up on the mizbeach. By the minchas kaihan, all the flour goes up on the mizbeach. As well as the minchas kaihan mashiach, that's the asira se'efa that he brings every single day, the mincha that comes along with the pouring of wine, a kazayas of this, even a kazayas of this, if you put it up outside your chayiv, Rabbi Lazar says no. A kazayas alone wouldn't be enough. Because if a kazayas was missing from it, then you can't put it up inside. So it has to be the whole thing. You only put up everything inside, so therefore in order to be chayiv outside, you have to put up the whole koimitz and so on. Now Rabbi Lazar would agree. If let's say I was makriv almost the whole koimitz inside, I left a little bit for the outside, or any of the other things, then I would be chayiv. Because I'm being mashlamit now. And the Tanakama would agree, if let's say on the inside some of it is missing, it got burnt, it got pasul, then I take what's left and I put it up outside, I'm not chayiv. Because even inside I wouldn't be able to put it up, I don't have it. And anything that you wouldn't be chayiv for putting up inside, you wouldn't be chayiv for putting up outside. In other words, if it's impossible to do it right the right way, then you can't be chayiv for doing that the wrong way. If we're doing it outside.